It's time for Graham Pascoe's Morning Music, 2 hours of music. In today's program, you'll hear some Australian artists, singers, Dorothy Baker, Katie Noonan, The Seekers, and a nice mix, I hope, of male singers, Tony Bennett and Harry Secombe. Rosemary Clooney, not male, of course, but I'll be playing at least one recording by Rosemary Clooney.
In the twilight glow I see her, blue eyes crying in the rain, as we kissed goodbye and parted, I knew we'd never again. Love is like a dying ember, only memories remain. Through the ages I'll
Crying in the Rain, written by Fred Rose in 1945 and sung by Slim Whitman. Hope you enjoyed that charming ballad. The next song is one of my favourite ballads.
are in a class beyond compare. You're the handsomest man that one can see. And when I tell them, and I'm certainly going to tell them, that you're the man whose wife someday I'll be, they'll never believe me. They'll never believe me that from this great big world you've chosen me.
They Didn't Believe Me. Music by Jerome Kern, lyrics by Herbert Reynolds. Introduced in London in a show called The Girl from Utah. And the show went to New York the following year, 1914. The singer you heard was Dorothy Baker, recorded in Melbourne in 1955. My next two songs were hits in the 1950s and lyrics for both songs written by Hy Azarot.
Young and warm and wonderful, you are all I dreamed you'd be. Dreams that seem improbable have come true. Now I see every searching heart finds its happiness. Love is only a matter of time. Young and wonderful, at last you're here, my love, and love is mine.
Oh, my love, my darling. for me. I'll be coming home, wait for me.
That was Harry Secombe, the Welsh singer, Unchained Melody. Music by Alex North and lyrics by Hy Zarrett. And Hy Zarrett also wrote the lyrics, collaborating with composer Louis Singer for Young and Warm and Wonderful. That was a hit for Tony Bennett in 1958. Just one of Tony Bennett's hits in that year.
If it's really love that found its way here, oh, how am I to know? Will it linger?
Rosemary Clooney with the orchestra conducted by Nelson Riddle recorded How Am I to Know in 1960. The song had been written back in the early 1920s, music by Jack King and lyrics by Dorothy Baker.
Put your sweet lips a little closer to the phone. Let's pretend that we're together all alone. the man to turn the jukebox way down low. And you can tell your friend there with you, he'll have to go. Whisper to me, tell me, do you love me true? Or is he holding you the way I do? Though love is blind, make up your mind, I've got to know. Should I hang up, or will you tell him he'll have to go? You can't say the words I want to hear while you're with another man. Do you want me answer yes or no? Darling, I will understand. Put your sweet lips a little closer to the phone. Let's pretend that we're together all alone. I'll tell the man to turn the jukebox way down low. And you can tell your friend there with you, you'll have to go.
That recording of He'll Have to Go by Jim Reeves topped our charts in 1960. It was written by Joe and Audrey Allison.
Shine, little glowworm, glimmer, glimmer. Shine, little glowworm, glimmer, glimmer. Lead us less too far, we wander. Love's sweet voice is calling yonder. Shine, little glowworm, glimmer, glimmer. Hey there, don't get dimmer, dimmer. Light the path below, above, and lead us on to love.
Glowworm, a hit by the Mills Brothers in 1953, written by Paul Link and Johnny Mercer. My next two selections are recordings of songs that were written more than 100 years ago. Hope you enjoy them.
Mm-hmm. who's kissing her now. Wonder who's teaching her how. Wonder who's looking into her eyes, breathing sighs and telling lies. I wonder who's buying the wine for the lips that I used to call mine. Wonder if she ever tells him of me. I wonder who's kissing her now. Tells him of me. I wonder who's kissing her now.
Perry Como and the orchestra of Russ Case made that recording in 1947, I Wonder Who's Kissing Her Now, written in 1909 by Joe Howard, Frank Adams and Will Hoff. 10 years after that, about 1919, Irving Berlin wrote Mandy.
Thank you. record.
Irving Berlin's composition Mandy was sung, well, I suppose you could say sung, by Fats Waller. He seemed to be having fun with that one. In the 1920s, the American songwriting trio of De Silva, Brown and Henderson were in the prime of their writing, and this is one of the songs that they wrote at that time, but the recording you'll hear just demonstrates that good songs last forever. The recording you'll hear was made in 1975.
The moon belongs to everyone. The best things in life are free. The stars belong to everyone. They gleam there for you and me. The flowers in spring and the robins that sing. The sunbeams that shine, they're yours, they're mine. And love can come to everyone. The best things in life are free. Flowers in spring and the robins that sing, the sunbeams that shine, they're yours, they're mine, and love can come to everyone, and so it will always be. The best.
To Silver, Brown and Henderson's song, The Best Things in Life Are Free, written in 1920s, recorded in February 1975 by Bing Crosby with the orchestra of Pete Moore, and that recording was made in London, as was this one from 1940.
Days beyond recall, when on the world the mists began to fall, out of the dreams that rose in happy throng, lo, to our hearts love sang an old sweet song.
And in the dusk where fell the firelight gleam,
softly it wove into a dream.
Just a song at twilight, when the lights were low, when the flickering
dim shadows fall, love will be found the sweetest song of all. Just a song.
That a splendid duet from the British singers Anne Ziegler and Webster Booth, recorded in 1940. The song was written in 1884 by James Molloy and Clifton Bingham, Love's Old Sweet Song. In the 1930s and 40s, many of the songs that were on our hit parades were introduced in motion pictures. And the next two selections are in that category. They were introduced in a film called Mr. Dodd Takes the Air in 1937. I hope you enjoy them.
Glamorous and that'll stand by. Amorous, it's so too wonderful. I cannot find the words. They're singing enough, but tell enough. I mean, they just aren't well enough. You're much too much, and you're just too very, very. Dictionary. So I'm borrowing a love song from the birds to tell you that you're marvelous, too marvelous for words. Thank you.
Do you remember one September afternoon? I stood with you and listened to a wedding tune. And didn't I go with you on your honeymoon? Remember me. Do you recall a cottage small upon a hill, where every day I had to pay another bill? And if I'm not mistaken, dear, I pay them still. Remember me. I can see that little angel on your knee. Can't you see? He kinda sorta looks like me. For I'm the boy whose only joy is loving you, who worries till he hurries home when day is through. And I'm the guy you give your goodnight kisses to. Remember.
You just heard two songs from the 1937 motion picture Mr. Dodd Takes the Air. Remember Me, written by Harry Warren and Al Dubin. That was sung by Chick Henderson with the orchestra of Joe Loss. And Katie Noonan recorded in Sydney in 2004 Too Marvellous for Words, written by Richard Whiting and Johnny Mercer. Well, from the motion pictures, I'm going to take us to a Broadway show. A 1983 Broadway show, La Cage aux Folles, which means The Cage of Mad Women. The music and lyrics for that show were written by Jerry Herman. I wonder if you can pick the vocalist whom you'll hear now.
Left of summer but a faded rose. The best of times is now. As for tomorrow, well, who knows, who knows, who knows.
So hold this moment fast,
hold it fast,
and live and love as hard as you know how.
You know how.
And make this moment last,
hold it fast,
because the best of times is now.
Moment
Best of Times, music and lyrics by Jerry Herman, and the singer, of course, was Perry Como, recording with the orchestra directed by Nick Perito in 1987.
Because I'm not.
Judy Garland sang I'm Nobody's Baby, written by Benny Davis, Milton Ager and Lester Saintly. And before that, Johnny Nash sang his own composition, I Can See Clearly Now, in 1972.